cheers, motherfucker. Yeah,
well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That is delicious.
It's a good beer.
That's just those Germans.
What about kids?
Germans know how to do a couple of things. They know how to start a war, not finish it.
Yeah, I was just saying, they haven't ended wars recently.
And make a good fucking beer. They make good beers.
Oh, yeah. Man, I love how the Germans basically went from World War II of being like, and then just got real kinky after it. For some reason, they were like, as soon as we end World War II, we'll go real kinky and hope everyone forgets about it.
They're channeling their energy into something else, yeah. You know? It's like, yeah, dude, they're all into some passion. Pretty hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all the industrial, like, dance music comes out of Germany.
I want to go there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm terrified of I don't go clubbing anyway. I don't. Were you a club man?
I did do my time.
Hey.
I did do my time at a club.
I was never. I remember, like, I've been clubbing like four times in my life.
Yeah.
When I was like 18, 17, 18, and 19. And it was just like, I went there and I had to pay to get in. And that bothered me because I was like, I'm going to buy drinks in there. Fuck you. And then just stand in a loud venue and go,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is this? Not amusement park?
No.
You're what, how old?
I'm 24.
24.
Right now.
So, yeah. Like, here's the weird thing. I think clubbing is for people between 21 and about maybe 27.
Okay.
And I feel like.
You don't think it's a young man's game?
Sure, 18, yeah. Okay, 18, yeah, yeah. Maybe 18. Okay, maybe at the prime age of 17, if you can get in, good for you. But then you're just enabling creeps.
Yeah.
What are you doing in there? But I do think that like 18 to 28 is a prime time to go hit the clubs. Because it's just all vibes, you know?
Yeah. I think it's the same with music festivals.
Yeah.
Past like 27, 28, you got to stop going.
Dude, your back hurts. You can't do this anymore.
You're like, I'm just sleeping in a tent for 3 days.
Yeah.
I got to pay for water. I'm tired. Yeah, this beer's really got to change its slogan on the front.
Why?
Just the fact that it says brewed according to the German purity law.
They're like, we're keeping this.
Yeah, I know. The German, they really got to remove they a purity like, law.
They should have changed the brewing tradition since 1945.
Yeah. Oh, 1850. It's any German company that's like, was founded pre-World
you
War
know,
II.
Dude,
you're like, you had a good time during
dude,
World
you
War
know
II.
They played a part in.
Oh.
What is this? Paderborn?
The amount of German SS officers enjoying a Paderborn.
They were, do you call them? Sympathizers? Not sympathizers. They're called collaborators?
Yeah, collaborator. Yeah. Yeah. They've just done their regimented cocaine. No, meth.
Yeah.
That was the Germans invented meth. They did their meth, got into their tank, drank a Paderborn. Yeah.
Dude, how crazy
and
would it be?
The Eastern Front.
How crazy would it be to fight some coked out engineers?
Oh,
that's dude.
I love. There's a story of a Finnish guy who was like skiing away from the. He did like some sabotaging thing in World War II and was like skiing away from the Germans, and he had their like meth chocolate, and he just ate like 200 times the dose of it because he panicked.
Oh.
And was just like, oh, and then skied for 3 days straight. And he outran the first people chasing him,
yeah.
And then they radioed ahead to the next village where he was passing through, and they got him, and then he outskied that group. And that happened like four times until he like arrived in Sweden, who weren't in the war somehow.
Yeah,
got to Sweden, he like lost 40 kg and his heartbeat was like a steady 200.
Dude, I'm swear, man, like I don't know how long you can last on just like meth, but at the beginning of the war, I bet you that like Germans are eating like fucking meat and cheese diet. Dude, they got plenty of weight to shred. They were just like running on rocket fuel whole time. And then I feel like at some point, maybe 1944, they're just like too skinny to fight.
Yeah.
And the meth is just not working.
I don't know. You see some real skinny meth heads who you're still like, I don't want to you got some weird strength in there. Mephits have a desperate strength that I don't ever want to find out about. Dude,
I don't want to fuck with them, man.
No.
It's like, they could pop. You know, so in this podcast...
Oh, yeah, sorry, food.
No, it's okay. We'll come back to this. In this podcast, we bring out some snacks.
Hey.
Yeah, and just wait and see how you react to them.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you don't like them, you're a fucking bigot.
Okay. You're bringing out Asian snacks. And
no, yeah, of course. No, right. But this is just, you know, I feel like bringing food to any event just lowers the inhibition of the other person.
Okay.
And that's when you roofie them.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone thinks you roofie the drinks, but what if you roofie the food?
I don't think you should be innovating like this.
No, I'm just saying that I do it, but I'm just saying, like, think about it. If I'm just putting it out there. If you leave your drinks out, if I was a girl, I'd be like, I'm scared. Yeah, you know, I'm going to watch my drinks. I'm going to cover this up.
Yeah.
Nobody covers up their pizza when they're out and about, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, roofie pizza. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give anyone any ideas on how to sexually assault or rape anyone. But I'm just saying, putting it out there that we don't think about food being drug. We think about food being poisoned.
Yeah.
Might kill
that
you.
That is just drugs, though.
Yeah.
But poisoning something is basically
similar. But we don't think about food being roofied.
Yeah. Is this just an elaborate setup?
Yes. Anyway, I got some mysterious food for you.
Sure. Right.
Get comfortable, Thomas. Yeah.
You're in front of the door. I can't get around you. And you got mysterious food. I'm in.
Okay. So today, I decided that since you're about as Kiwi as anyone goes here,
I hope.
I'm going to hit you.
Most of my family isn't Kiwi, but sure. Yeah.
Isn't?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
My dad's like English Welsh, and then my mum's Kiwi Canadian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was born here, though.
Okay, we'll see. Well, you're pretty Kiwi.
I'm Kiwi.
Yeah.
I don't have a particularly Kiwi accent, though.
Oh, you know, you're asking the worst person. I have no idea.
Yeah, no. Oh, when I worked in retail, I remember someone was like, they were someone from some town in the South Island. I was like, oh, where's that? And they were like, if you were from here, you'd know. I was like, fuck you, God. Just because I don't know Shitsville next to dog.
So today I brought you the taste of the sea.
Okay.
Everything here comes from the sea.
Sure.
Yeah. Dude, I love these. So this is a pack of seaweed crisp.
Oh, is that like seaweed with like the
crispy deep fried side? Shit, yeah, on. I don't know. Like, dude, I love that Koreans. Look at it. So the Koreans have notches in the middle.
Oh,
so if you want to just fucking tear the bag open, because it's like, who eats
half
a bag of these? But let's dig into it. All right, man.
Yeah.
God damn. Right. Cheers. This is delicious.
Yeah. Tastes like deep fried seaweed. It's good.
I'd fuck up a bag of these right now. What do you think? What, out of 10, what do you think this is?
Out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
As a snack? Probably like 8. 7, 8.
That's pretty high, man.
Yeah.
7, 8.
Yeah, it's
what's
good.
A, just for reference, what is a 10 for you?
I think my favorite snack is wasabi peas.
Oh, shit.
They're so good. And then if we're going chips, Papa Jack's.
Oh, Papa Jack's. Yeah. Okay, that's not bad.
They're good as.
Have you had some, do you remember any Canadian or American chips?
I remember there's just ketchup flavored. Like ketchup and pickle flavors are popular over there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my granddad took me recycle hunting. So he lives in Edmonton, and I was visiting, and we got all the recycling for him that he and his neighbors had collected into big like plastic bags, and we'd rode to the recycling center.
Yeah, you get money for
that. Yeah, and we recycled it until we had enough money to buy 2 packages of chip and then went home. And that was like the day trip. He was like, let's go on an adventure.
That's pretty wholesome.
I was like,
where did he go?
I was like 17.
Where did he go?
What do you mean?
Where did he go to get collect stuff? Like houses?
Yeah, yeah. Just neighbors around them.
He just broke into people's houses like raccoons.
Bins,
like,
bins are outside.
So he dug the, he dug through. He was dumpster diving.
Yeah, yeah. If your bin's on the street, it's fair game.
I'd be like, oh, there goes Thomas' granddad again.
He's going to let the garbage man get all that? No. Doug's on the case.
Canadians are pretty serious about recycling. There's like four different bins or something.
Yeah, but they make you do it all yourself. The actual bin can have like, it can't have any like cans or anything. Or glass bottles.
Yeah, yeah. I so this one time I helped my aunt in Canada to throw out a cardboard box. I threw it into the wrong box.
Yeah, yeah.
But and they found out. They looked at it. It has their name on it. So they fined them like $50 because I fucked up.
Damn.
Okay, so these are brown seaweed chip brown rice. And you said these are about 7 or 8.
Yeah, 7 or 8.
What is a 10? Papa Jack is a 10?
Papa Jack's.
Papa Jen is a proper 10? Yeah, is it just because it's nostalgic, you think?
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know if it's nostalgic because I wasn't allowed to have them heaps as kids.
Oh.
But they're just good. Like, they're light. I don't like, a snack needs to be light. It can't be like a heavy filling thing. And a Papa Jack is one of them like puff chips, so it's just, it's light. It doesn't get like a lot of crumbs on your fingers, so you can still do shit.
If it's too heavy, it feels like it's starting to taste like a,
it's a meal.
Like a third world snack. Like in China, back when China was really poor, the crackers that we had was just like heavy and hard. Like, dude, they rations. You can,
yeah, yeah.
If you need to,
it's hard tack.
Yeah. If you need to like march across whatever the mountains, you bring a sack of these. They get wet. Don't worry, they're fine. You drop them, just dust them right off. They'll clean right off. So you said you weren't allowed a lot of, you're not allowed a lot of snacks as a kid?
No, no.
How come?
Ah, my parents were just like health conscious people.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. And then they were like, as soon as I got money, I was like, wait, I can buy McDonald's?
And how old was that?
Like 17, 18. It was late.
Yeah. Hey, that, I mean,
I had a job before that, but I never made the connection. It
occurred like, to you that you can spend
this money? Yeah, I was like, wait, I can buy McDonald's as well? Oh, and then the lockdown said, I was like, I can buy food and booze?
Yeah.
And I don't have to go anywhere? I'm not gaining 20 kgs.
What did you do with your lockdown?
I gained 20 kgs. Yeah.
So was it a good time at least? Looking back, it was good.
The first one was good. The first one, I was having a good time. I was hanging out. The second one, where it like went for like 10 weeks, I broke up with someone right before it happened. Mm. And then I got sad and full of booze.
Yeah, I mean,
me and my we discovered we could put vodka in the freezer, and then it doesn't hurt when you drink it. And then we, for like about 3 days, we went through two bottles of vodka in 3 days, and we went, oh, this is a problem. We gotta stop doing this.
We need some food to dilute this out.
I gotta just drink Scrumpy now. Scrumpy. For my health.
Fucking Scrumpy. Man, that was the first, I remember this. So, malt liquor. Scrumpy, Scrumpy is cider, right?
Scrumpy is cider,
Scrumpy is cider, but kind of, I just remember I had Scrumpy. What is it? Did you guys do Edward Scrumpy Hands?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first time I heard about it was here. And when I went to the States, they do Edward 40 Hands.
Oh, okay.
You know what 40s are?
They're the malt liquor.
The 40-ounce malt liquor. So they're almost exactly the same size. Yeah. They're almost exactly the same size as a Scrumpy. And you just do the same thing.
Isn't malt liquor, though? I've had it like twice.
It's actually pretty yummy ice cold.
Okay.
But the moment it gets anything maybe like warmer than this beer, it's like it's starting to taste like piss.
I think I've only had like warm malt liquor. And I've.
That's usually how it's served because it's so disgusting. It was
so gross. I did not understand why people enjoyed
it. But it's cheap. It was like $4, man.
Well, that's Scrumpy.
It'll get you fucked up, yeah.
$8 and it's like 9 standard drinks. You're like, what am I, an idiot? Come on.
Did your family, were your family big on, like, cooking meals at home? Like, you say your moms were, like, pretty health conscious?
Yeah, yeah.
Does she, like, whip up, like,
My dad cooks.
Okay.
My mom doesn't, really.
What's the most, dude, what's, like, the one thing that takes you back to childhood?
Childhood? If we go real childhood, it would be pasta. And then Tuesdays, for some reason, it would be eggs on toast.
Okay.
That was dinner on Tuesdays. It would be eggs on toast.
wait, Tuesday is eggs on toast?
Yeah, that was dinner.
Yeah, dude, okay.
For some reason, every Tuesday, eggs on toast.
Yeah.
And we were allowed to watch a movie on that night. So you were allowed eggs on toast, and then my sister would be like, can we watch Chamber of Secrets, Harry Potter?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, can we not? I've watched that 75 times.
Yeah. Yeah. So pasta and eggs on toast. That's pretty wholesome.
Chicken salad's also a classic.
Chicken salad?
Yeah, yeah.
What goes in the chicken salad?
Lettuce, chicken, crispy noodles.
Okay. So you make it Asian
Tabasco.
Style.
Tabasco? Yeah, yeah.
And Tabasco, man, this is getting crazier every time.
One of them Chinese chicken salads. Made famous by the Marriott. Yeah. No, Chateau Marmont.
Okay. Yeah. Chicken, lettuce, crispy noodles, which is fire.
Yeah. You know, avocado if you got it.
Okay.
What else is in there?
Tabasco. What is the dressing, man?
No, Tabasco.
Tabasco can't just be the dressing.
Oh, and mayo? Caesar.
Oh, Caesar. Okay.
Caesar dressing. Yeah.
Caesar and Tabasco, man.
It's good. Yeah.
How much do you put in there? Is it a ton?
A bit of Tabasco on the chicken, and then you put in how much you want on yours.
It's like buffalo chicken. So it's like dirty buffalo chicken.
Cajun chicken. Cajun,
okay.
Yeah, like blackened. It's good.
Yeah, so, okay, well, do you know what Cajun spices are?
Yeah.
Okay, so the chicken is properly Cajun style.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then...
I feel like I'm getting quizzed.
No. Maybe that's what I'm trying to do, but I'm just trying to figure out what it is that you're eating.
Yeah, a lot of paprika.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
That sounds pretty yummy.
It's so good.
Yeah. Do you ever make it?
Yeah, yeah.
At home?
I still make it, yeah. It's good, yeah.
Okay.
You can make, like, a lot and then eat it for, like, 4 days in a row.
Dude, I don't want to be eating, like, days-old salad. That sounds...
Why not?
Because it starts to wilt, man.
I got expired beef in my fridge that I'm eating.
That's not to be proud of, man.
But it's fine.
You said expired.
Yeah. They sold a kg of beef for, like, they were like, it's, like, $8 for a kg because it expires tomorrow. And
what do you cook with a kg of beef?
Mainly just beef.
just Cajun beef?
Yeah, I cook a pile of beef, put onions in it, and throw it over microwaved rice.
Right, all rice? Yeah, okay, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Taco rice is it's a common...
Taco rice?
It's what the Japanese call it, taco rice.
What is that?
It's basically like a watered-down version of Mexican, ground beef.
Okay.
And it's like lettuce, tomatoes, sour cream, some sort of lightly Mexican seasoned beef on rice. Right?
That sounds good.
Yeah, dude.
I want to make that now.
Yeah, dude. It's like a fast food thing. It's just called taco rice.
I like my granddad. He famously once cooked, he was cooking rice and carrot juice for a while. So he would juice a bunch of carrots, and instead of putting water in like a rice cooker, he would just put carrot juice.
Is it good?
It's very good, but it makes such a mess. Because that little hole on like a rice cooker would just be spitting carrot juice the entire time. So it would just stained his kitchen and us like orange.
Nice.
And he, of course, he just refused to clean up.
Acknowledge that this is his
mess. He was like, I cooked, you clean up.
Like, hey, you guys like this mess, you fucking clean it. Your granddad sounds like
orange hands.
A real man.
Oh, he's a character.
I was just thinking earlier.
Yeah.
You know how you said your dad did eggs and toast on Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you like don't know why. I know exactly why. As a parent. Exactly, dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As a parent, I was like, dude, I don't want to fucking cook. And Monday, you can eat leftover roast dinner or whatever shit from Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Beans on toast. I don't. Beans on toast.
Watch a movie. Eat some beans. Mom and I are going to get busy.
That's why pasta's great. You're like, yeah. I'll boil water.
And it'll last for like the whole week.
Pour some Alfredo sauce in there and I'm like, I made dinner.
Did you eat leftover dinner for lunch?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was your lunch. I did it
for breakfast sometimes.
Okay. I did that too.
It was good.
Sometimes we have like, and this is back in Hong Kong, my mom would make, I don't know what the hell we made. It was like chicken wings and then like rice, and then breakfast would just be like chicken wings and rice.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah. Nah, it's all right.
I don't think I've ever had the combination of chicken wings and rice together.
Oh. It's pretty good.
Yeah. It sounds fine. I've never thought to put those together. Give it a go. Together.
Taco rice, chicken wings. These are all just... Ooh. Do you have air fryer?
No.
Okay. Do you have oven?
Yes.
Just oven fry these fuckers.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do anything. You don't. You just put them in the bowl. Well, you have to do something, but...
I don't know.
Something.
You're telling me I don't have to do anything, then you've got just steps.
Get a whole pack of chicken wings. I don't know. Whatever. Like, if you have an oven, just get like 2 kilos or something. Put in a bowl, just toss whatever recipes you can find online of like dry spices.
Bit of beer, some cornflakes.
Sure, why not? Like whatever.
Isn't that how you fry stuff?
Well, you're baking in the oven.
Oh, yeah.
So just toss it with whatever and then stick it in the oven. It rarely comes out so bad where you cannot eat it. And if you're really lazy about it, I think that's like just a lazy man way that's to me. Go about. And then you get wings. Wings don't really go too bad in the fridge.
Right.
Yeah.
You're speaking giving my you language.
I'm
lazy.
Yeah.
Leave it for 4 days, then eat it.
Tastes better after 4 days.
Forget it's in the fridge at work and go, oh yeah, I brought food that one
just
time.
Just don't forget it in the oven and then you're all good.
I did that the other day. I left something cooking for like 40 minutes.
What was it?
Oh no, I left it overnight.
Oh no.
It was like some packet of like spring rolls or something.
Oh.
And I just drunkenly like put it in the fridge that night. And then I woke up the next day to like go get someone from the airport. No, I was driving to the airport and went, huh, I didn't eat those spring rolls last night. The house didn't seem on fire.
Yeah.
And just drove to the airport. When I came back, I just opened and it was just a wave of black smoke came out. And they were just like charred embers.
You were lucky that like your oven wasn't blasted high, dude. Dude, that's so funny.
I think the oven was new enough that it turned itself off. The
oven's like, yo, this is not a first rodeo.
This
guy
is off.
This fucking. How long was the trip?
It was like a 45-minute drive.
Oh, I see. It wasn't like a 3-day.
No,
trip.
No. I was going to pick someone up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But as driving there, I went.
I see.
I don't think I ate.
This is one of my favorite, man.
All right.
Shrimp chips.
Shrimp chips.
Shrimp chips. Have you had shrimp chips?
Nah, I haven't. I see them in supermarkets.
Shrimp chips is so big. At least in Hong Kong, this is by far. I've had this maybe. I maybe eat this about once or twice a week.
Shit, no.
Yeah. So easy.
Shrimp. It's a crack.
It's a shrimp. How much shrimp is in here? I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I would suspect none.
No, there's some shrimp in there. You know, they might grind up some shells.
Throw it on top.
Yeah. Give it a go.
It tastes like shrimp.
They're not particularly shrimpy.
This may be a harsh statement. It tastes like dried cat food. Like, where I've had that flavor before was when I ate...
Are you quite familiar with dry cat food?
Well, you gotta eat cat's food sometime. Haven't you ever, like, looked at your dog or cat food and be like, I wanna... If that's good, like, could I survive off that?
I did have a bite. I didn't eat the dog food. Never ate the kibbles.
You ate wet?
I know...
You ate wet?
No.
That's more gross.
No, he had kibbles. I just never ate his kibbles. I ate some of his chicken jerky.
Okay. No, that's fine.
It's not exactly like meant for humans. It was very.
It's just got like bones in it and stuff.
No. It was like the Costco bags. It was like a big old bag of chicken jerky. It's actually decent. It's actually quite decent when you eat it. It's like, man, this tastes wholesome. I think if there's an apocalypse, like I would maybe try to hoard dog food.
Oh yeah, that's but the dry stuff isn't that good. I had a handful of that. I didn't eat the whole
thing. Well, I would heat it up from time to time because my dog wanted them like human style. So I had to put hot water in there. Apparently, if you make it stinky, the fucking dog loves it.
My aunt's dog eats like a king. Okay. I've never seen a dog eat that good. And every time he eats, I'm like, that would be so tasty. Because she loves this dog like it's her kid. And she has like
real meat.
Salmon like pallets for him. And then we'll be like, put some vegetables in there and mush it up. It's just like, what the? I want that. Yeah,
dude.
Give me that dog pallet.
Most Chinese dog I knew back when I was just a kid never ate dog food. It was always dinner plus rice. It was like vegetable, meat, and rice.
Oh, yeah.
They just ate human food.
Like cooked specifically or just what's left?
Well, you probably wouldn't sauce it that much.
Okay.
And they're like, ooh, Kung Pao chicken tonight.
I don't know. Might be good for that dog.
They're like, you like sweet and sour pork? No, but it was just usually if you make pork or whatever, you just save a little.
Oh, yeah.
You just cook it with no seasoning at the end, but they eat rice. Dogs love rice, dude. They fucking love rice.
It feels wild for a dog to eat rice for some reason.
They're not genetically... Oh, dude, they eat anything, man.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking dogs.
It's a dog. Yeah. It's
Did you have dogs growing up?
Nah.
Mm. Would you want to?
Well, we were a cat family.
Okay.
Yeah. Just cunts.
Yeah. Very fancy diets.
Bag of kibble. You don't feed a cat from the table. We had one cat that had taken to licking mayo.
Yeah.
But she was like 17, 18 years old, so we were like, let her eat the mayo.
Dude, if you were like the equivalent of human of 85, honestly, I don't want my kid to tell me what I can and cannot
do
if I'm like 85 years old. I'm like, dude, like, I made it.
Eat what you want.
Leave me alone. Yeah.
That was an old... We didn't even, like, get that cat. That cat just appeared. Yeah. Like, it was just hanging out around our house one day.
It just showed up.
Oh, it jumped in a window onto our toaster. Okay. Just into the kitchen and was like, I live here now, man.
Okay.
And we kept it for 17 years.
Oh, man. What do you think about those shrimp chips?
They're less than the seaweed.
That's okay. So, out of 10?
Oh, they're a 3.
Describe them how they taste to you.
It's a harsh thing to say, but it is like cat kibble to me. It's the fish taste in it.
Yeah.
Within the, like, hard shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it... Because seaweed does have almost a fishy taste to it, too.
Yeah, but that's specifically shrimp. Yeah.
Are you a fan of shrimp?
I'm fine with shrimp.
Yeah.
I don't seek them out.
Okay.
Yeah, but if they're around, I'll eat them. I'm a fat cunt, but...
If you were to eat shrimp, what's the best way you'd eat them?
These are opinions I don't have. I don't know, on a skewer? That's pretty good.
Fried?
Yeah.
Deep fried?
Like a tempura? Sure.
That's pretty good.
I don't have strong opinions about shrimp eating.
Yeah, you can't turn down some deep fried shrimp
would be good.
Yeah.
Deep fry these, maybe they'll be more on my level.
Are you a seafood guy or a land animal guy?
I'm what I'll eat. I like seafood.
If you have to pick, like, seafood or land animal?
I think I'm maybe more seafood.
Okay.
I don't know, though.
But you just turned down shrimp.
Yeah. That's the thing.
That's one of the hardest workers in the ocean, man.
I would have thought about this more if I knew this was a shrimp-based podcast. I wasn't aware it was.
I gotta be honest with you. Flavor. I gotta be honest with you, though. Even though that this is one of my childhood, like, bangers, this has never been on the top of the chart for flavor. To matter of fact, this tastes like almost nothing to me.
Okay.
It just tastes a little bit like ocean.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I know what you mean. They don't have. It's not particularly well balanced as a snack because like seaweed is yummy. You know, it's like crunchy. It's got it's got a character. Shrimp chips is just like it's slightly stinky.
Yeah,
and it's like kind of salty.
It's
a lot of crunch. It's a lot of air. So it's something to do with your mouth.
Okay, yeah.
But, dude, these
I came to the shrimp chip too late. If you had caught me in younger life, I might have grown accustomed to the shrimp chip.
Yeah, what if, like, you know, I knew you as a kid, and your mom's like, you can't have Papa Jack's, Thomas. And I was like, yo, you want some shrimp chips,
man? Oh, yeah. If you traded me an apple for some shrimp chips, no complaints from me.
And this would be on your staple right now. You put these fuckers in your chicken salad instead of crispy noodles. Chicken. This is the chicken of the
sea. That might actually not be bad.
I don't know. You got to experiment, man. Are you? Do you like sweets more or do you like savory more, you think?
Savory more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a sweets guy.
Not really. I don't know.
Do you even have a favorite dessert?
Not a dessert fella.
Do you have any favorite dessert?
No, not really.
You're like, no, nothing.
Not really, no.
Sweet shrimp chips, maybe?
Nah, definitely not shrimp chips.
Honey flavored shrimp chips?
You can't really turn down a brownie. That's always good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't seek them out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm about the
same. If I'm out on the night and someone goes, do you want to get dessert? I'm never like, yeah, I'm always like, no.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'll have another drink with you.
Is there anything that, like, just... What do you hate? Anything you hate eating?
Those?
Hey, those are 3 out of 10. There's definitely things way lower on the list.
I might have been being kind.
Okay, dude, I don't care. I'm not expect. By the way, I'm not expecting any scores.
What do I hate,
dude? If you were to re-rate this,
I think it's 3. It's still it's still a chip.
Yeah,
it's still nice. There's a certain type of sugary shit that I can't tell you where it comes from. But it tastes exactly like the stuff they give you if you get constipation.
Oh.
And it's like this sickly sweet taste.
So like the glucose
candies? Yeah, it's like glucose syrup.
Okay.
Sort of shit that makes me feel physically ill.
Does it just trigger you?
Yeah, because I had to have it when I had too many bananas and couldn't shit my pants.
You
shit
had
my
too pan. Many bananas.
Yeah, I had like surgery and couldn't eat.
Oh,
and I could eat bananas because they were soft. So I ate bananas for like a week.
Bananas supposed to like make you go.
Yeah, but when you eat only bananas and no bread and stuff, at some point you go up to a teacher and go, I'm in a lot of pain. And they go, what? And you go, I'm in so much pain.
I'm shitting bananas, man.
I wish I was shitting bananas. I'd clogged myself.
What happened?
They took me to the hospital.
No, the surgery.
Oh, I had a tooth that couldn't come down.
Oh, I see.
And they had to like cut my face open to like they put a thing on it to try and pull it down, and that didn't work. So they took it out eventually.
Yeah.
So I had a fake tooth on a plate for ages. Now I got like an implant fake tooth.
Okay.
But it was in during one of those.
Wow, that's crazy. They didn't have fentanyl back then.
No. They did that under General.
They just had the good old cocaine back there.
Yeah, yeah. Put a mask on you and go to sleep. And you wake up going, "Who did I say spill my secrets?" I don't know, but that's one worry I'm always
Shrimp chips, man. Yeah.
Whenever I ever like go, if I ever have like general anesthetic or something or a blackout,
dude,
I always wake up going, "Who did I tell?" And I don't have that many secrets, but for some reason, my body's just panicked about it.
I'm always worried. Like, I feel like the last couple of surgeries I had, so I went under both times, and I just remember waking up and then wanting to be funny right away. Dude, I don't know why.
You're wanting the bits to flow?
Dude, I just want to wake up to like, whoa, that was such a crazy experience. And right away, I'll like try to crack jokes. And I just remember like looking back in those hours right after, I'm like, bro, such a fucking idiot. Like, they're just looking at you like, what is, like, dude, what?
They were like, did we hit a part of his brain during that? Yeah, like,
did we give him too much?
You're just being like, talk about airplane food, what about hospital food?
Although they did give
me pretty good. The nurse.
They did give me pretty all right food right after a surgery I had last year.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't know. It's like apple juice and ice cream.
Oh, yeah. That's the standard.
But then just like, oh, is there something you like? And I was like, what do you have? Like,
they always want to like keep you there for a while.
Yeah.
I always want to leave instantly.
Oh, sure.
Because I never want to be in a hospital, and I'm always mad when I'm ill or some shit.
It's like boring. There's nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe if I had like a PlayStation or something.
Bring a Switch in.
Yeah. We're going to whip out our last snack.
Oh,
we're going to whip out our last
snack. The finale?
Yeah. Well,
before we do that.
If you like the shrimp chips, then you're going to love it.
Man, I want to try and make
so these, a single fry. Oh, this is so good. Have you had these?
Nah.
These are about the most fishiest salted thing that egg. You can. These are the most quintessential Asian snack right now. These are fish skin deep fried with salted egg yolk.
Huh.
Have you even know? Have you ever heard about them?
No, never.
They are.
I've never heard about these.
They go crazy. So in Singapore, these are like selling out. Yeah. And these are honestly one of my favorite things to eat right now. I wish we had more beers, but we don't. But these are absolutely interesting for you.
Whoa. Fuck, I got a big one.
Cheers.
Yeah. Not bad. They're better than the shrimp crackers.
Mm. I'll put these away.
Yeah, get those out of here.
These are pretty fun, dude.
Yeah,
I could crush beers with this. Okay, out of 10.
Out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
What did I give these?
That was like a 7.
7, 8.
And these were 3.
So that's going to be an 8 then.
Okay.
That's going to be a 7 then.
Oh, okay, so these are pretty close.
Yeah, these are pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
They say spicy, but I don't... They didn't say spicy. They're not spicy.
They are not spicy at all. Mm.
They're good.
Yeah, they are. Bunch of beers, these.
Mm-hmm.
It's all you want.
Dude, actually, I feel like these could be really interesting if you chuck them in a salad. Because the Caesar already has anchovies.
Yeah, yeah.
And egg.
So this is just all that.
This is just
it's those a flavors Caesar again.
Reimagined as skin. That's how they market it to
Let
white
Let me reimagine
dude,
you.
Dude, that's how they market skin. It to white people. They just be like, "Oh, this is Caesar crisp."
Yeah. Want to get the whites on board. Caesar salad is the way to go. Those are good.
I love these just because
Oh shit. I keep dropping shit.
Oh, it's okay, man. I love these because they're just so, like, so much flavor in them.
Yeah.
I love, like, seafood flavor. And it's hard to get that in snacks normally.
Yeah.
This is always what fucking barbecue.
You don't get seafood in
salt and vinegar. Yeah. Sour cream and chives.
You don't get anchovy in fish skin and
we're not
egg.
That kind of white people here.
No.
I could absolutely crush these just sitting down with like a 6-pack.
Oh, and yeah.
Maybe some Edwards and Scrumpies.
That's the problem with the Scrumpies. You can't snack with them. Taped to both hands.
If the Scrumpy was ice cold, I would be more okay with drinking the whole thing the whole time. Like if someone could like top me up with ice.
So you want to keep one hand in the freezer?
I don't know, but maybe just put ice in it.
I floated down the Waikato recently.
Oh yeah, with Coom?
Yeah, with Coom with Coom and fuck. I forgot. Oh god. Fucking hell, what's his name? Oh.
Craig?
No.
What's he look like? Is he comedian? Mario
guy, yeah, comedian.
Josiah.
No. another Maori? Lived with Dave for a while.
Hawaii?
No.
I don't know many
Maori. This is so bad that I can't remember his name.
Is he brown?
Yeah. What the fuck? I got it. Was his friends that we went and we floated, but I had a scrumpy. So about halfway through, I lost my sunnies in the river, and I got mad with that. So I was just floating in the river, holding a scrumpy like a floaty.
Yeah.
And just floating and then drinking it every so often. And it was, because the scrumpy was just getting cooled by the river.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I want to do that again.
Yeah. Floating is pretty good, man, except sometimes it's dangerous because they pop your shit. Do they have any rapids?
Oh, no.
Not this river.
No, it's the Waikato through central Hamilton. Mm. We floated through the city. We went past Navarra Lounge and where that, the river is right by there. We floated past
it. It's just beer bottles is floating
past. Oh, the amount of needles and shit in that river probably. I gave myself a blood nose because I tried to do a front flip off a cliff dive. I just over-rotated and then just landed full on my chest. Oh. Winded the shit out of myself and came up with a bleeding nose. Just go,
they're like, breathe, Thomas. Breathe. Yeah, yeah. It's the same nurse. Yeah, like, what are you doing here? Breathe.
Oh, she was there with the fentanyl. Came up with a bleeding nose. Just be like,
I'm good. How long was the float, man? 4 hours? That's a pretty solid float.
Oh, yeah, I got sunburn.
Yeah, dude, because there was a few places I knew back in the States. They were fun, man.
Oh, that's they were so fun.
But, like, they had little rapids. They had, like, mini rapids, and people would get stuck in, like, the branches and shit, and it would usually pop a few people.
There was one guy who was on a ring with the... He had, like, a inflatable cooler behind him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had that tied, and he would paddle around to you and be like, do you want a beer? He got caught in some trees and stuff. And the panic you saw on about 20 people's faces, being like, we gotta save the beer guy.
Hey, that's good karma, man.
Oh, we all dived in the water, trying to swim upstream against the current. He's got the stuff, man.
And did he feel obligated to give you guys beers afterwards?
Of course. Well, they were our beers. He just kept the cooler.
I see. They're like, quick, we got to save the beer.
Oh, yeah. We left him.
Yeah, what about the guys? Like, fuck this guy. He has no beers now.
I've done a couple of floats down a river in the South Island where it's, like, way more rapidy.
Yeah.
And if you buy not, like...
What's the water?
I'm good. Okay. If you go to the warehouse and buy, like, a ring... You can buy, like, an inflatable mattress for, like, $20.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you buy a ring, it was, like, the rapids were so aggressive that sitting in the ring, it would stab you in the ass every so often. So you'd just be bouncing along on the rapids and then
like
just
go... Like the rocks, right?
Oh, yeah, just get a sharp rock up your ass and just go, ah, fuck!
Dude, I think they made the best rings. They actually made floaties that were for floating.
Rapids.
Obviously, yeah. Not rapids necessarily, but they were like, they had webbing underneath. So, like, you can kind of like...
Protected your pop ass.
You can like pop your butt out as you're going through them. They were wide enough where like, you can kind of try to navigate them.
Yeah.
And they had like the black rubber underneath. It's like, I don't know. I was sick, man. And you see like people going in like the beach floaties. You know, like the clear ones.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like
the ones you mean to like lie in a pool with a drink in.
And then
they
flip right away. And yeah, it's good times.
Oh, that was the best Craig day I ever had, was down in the South Island by where I did that float.
Yeah.
It was by a climbing wall and like crag and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And across the road, there was this river. There was a 20 meter rope swing or some shit, and you had to like climb up the wall to get on it and go get it, and just everyone was just getting pissed by the river.
Yeah.
And it was so good, and then everyone gets drunk by the river, and then at one point someone was like, let's go climb Midnight at Naked.
Yeah.
So it's just everyone, because in the toilets there was like one climb that there was a tally of being like, yeah, climb this climb naked at midnight. There was like five tallies by it. So everyone drunk was like, let's go do that, man. Yeah.
That's
just belaying someone looking up their ass. Like, I didn't need to know Craig's ass that well.
Dude, I remember going to floating and I would be the only one with a bucket of fried chicken. I would not go on a 3-hour adventure without some sort of substantial food.
Damn.
I can't just drink beer for 3 hours. I can't.
Why not?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'll drink the beer, but I need something to go with the beer. So I brought a bucket
more
of fried
beer.
I bought a bucket of fried chicken. And instead of the beer guy offering beer, I would offer people fried chicken. Because I have a bucky. Like, I'm not going to eat 12 pieces. I need like 3 max. Let's go around. I'm like, hey.
Wet fried
and
chicken.
I felt good just throwing the chicken bones in the water. I was like, yo, this is going to benefit some fish.
You're bringing the fish to the surface.
I am promoting the ecosystem here. But, oh man, floating would be so nice. Man. All right.
I feel there would be some weird... I would feel weird about eating fried chicken while floating on the water. I don't know. It just feels like two worlds shouldn't meet. A bird that can't really fly well on the water.
Don't knock it till you try it. If you can, bring some chicken.
I'll knock it, but I'll try it.
Sure. Plus, it's like, dude, when you're like 6 beers deep, you want something to munch on. I think it's great.
That's when you do drugs.
Yeah. It's like chicken is
when
my
you're 6
drug.
Beers deep but on mushrooms. Yeah. You don't want food.
It's like fried chicken is my drug. this is the part where I start getting into same questions for everyone.
Okay.
Starting from last episode.
Shall I get serious?
Not really. These are dumb questions. Okay. Yeah, okay. Line up the mic. You know, we want this we want this in your face. This started since Hawani was on the podcast. Okay. What's your favorite food on a road trip?
Beef jerky.
Ooh, what kind?
Any. I like a stick. Like one of those you can buy in
Canada. American ones.
Yeah. In Canada, you can buy a beef jerky stick that has a cheese stick next to it. And you just eat it in bites of like beef jerky and cheese. It's so good.
Alberto's. They have Alberto's?
I don't know. It's I think Jack Link's has got one,
Jack
but
Link's,
but there's like another brand called like McNeil's or something.
Yeah. They are trashy good.
Oh yeah.
They are definitely trashy.
I had a 12-hour bus ride recently in Canada where I ate a bunch of those on. Yeah.
In the States, most gas stations will sell them, but some gas stations have them in bulk food bins.
Ooh.
You pick them with tongs. Oh, no, that's fucking good.
That's good stuff.
You know they came in a bag and then they just poured it out.
It's a dream of mine ever since. You've seen the Simpsons movie, right?
No.
Okay, the Simpsons movie that came out in like 2009 or something. When they're running away to Alaska at one point, Homer's buying beef jerky.
Okay.
And they're just pulling it with tongs out of this giant barrel and just filling a paper bag with beef jerky. And for some reason, ever since then, I'm like, I want to buy so much beef jerky one day. Go to a gas station and just be like, keep giving me more beef jerky.
Dude, there's so much good food on road trips if you travel through the States. That's just so interesting. And they're not always like great, but they're fun.
They're fun.
All of them are fun. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Going to random gas stations and just being like,
so good.
Have you ever been like got into a gas station before they've opened?
Oh no.
A couple times on a road trip I did, I've gotten to a gas station before they're open and like been there when the person who's opening it up arrived. Like
cooking the food.
Oh, just standing in their lobby and just watching a person arrive and be like, you open, and then they yell at you because they're like, no, I'm fucking not. And you're like, can I have some food? And gas? Like,
can you make the food first and before you take care of anything else?
Can I buy lollies at 6 a.m.?
Best gas station food that I've had was these things called boudin balls.
Boudin balls.
In Louisiana.
Okay.
Dude, they're so good. If you ever make your way down there, they're basically blood sausage, but fried.
Oh.
So, like, you know blood sausage?
Yeah, yeah, like,
it's rice, blood, yeah. Some pork, but in the sausage. But boudin balls is kind of the same thing. It's like rice, blood.
Yeah.
And then spices, sausages, and they roll it up into a ball like an arancini, and they deep fry that bitch.
It sounds kind of good.
Dude, it's one of the tastiest. You're like, what the fuck have these been my whole life? Like, you just like, why aren't these a thing?
Everywhere?
Anywhere.
Man, I want to try that.
Boudin balls. You know
those blood sauce, blood pancakes?
Oh.
Are like a thing in Sweden.
Oh.
It's just like normal pancakes, but they just add blood to the batter. Just
a little squirt. It's
those fucked up Swedes.
I had a pig blood as a kid.
Just... in a cup?
Yeah,
just shots of it.
Just mix it in our rice. They're like, Mom, can I get more blood, please?
Please, nah, Mom, these are, can I have some more?
They're coagulated. They're like blood tofu. Oh, they are like blood tofu.
That's worse.
They're exactly like blood tofu.
Yuck.
It's just like this. Dude, it's so rich.
Yeah,
it just tastes like you're eating a fucking crowbar. I'm not describing it well.
I'm imagining it.
It has a strong flavor, but then you always eat it with something like heavy, like a hot sour soup, or like chives, or just like you fuck that shit up with like some really heavy spices, and then it's yummy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wouldn't just, like, sit there and...
You can't just have a cube of...
Yeah.
just handfuls of...
Yeah. All right, well...
Couple of beers, some coagulated blood. Couple of
beers. I'm sure if you, like, toss it up with some, like, soy sauce or whatever, some chili oil, soy sauce, some of this shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some peanuts.
There's a way to make anything taste good.
I mean, like, if you're mixing tasty things with something, then it might, you know...
Yeah.
What is your favorite food watching TV?
Popcorn.
Ooh, I think. Okay. Yeah. Do you bang
popcorn? I don't eat usually while watching TV that much, though.
Do you drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a booze bag.
Does it occur to you that when you're watching TV, you should eat some food?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'll eat dinner while watching TV.
Okay.
But I don't know. It would be chips or something. Popcorn or chips.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of chips?
Doritos, pretty good. I like, if I'm playing video games and eating Doritos.
That's, you're multitasking.
I eat the Doritos with chopsticks. So I don't get Doritos.
Great man.
So I don't get Doritos stuff on my keyboard.
I think everyone should be always eating chips with chopsticks.
It means you don't get the dust on your hands. Yeah, and you get to suck
the fucking chopstick and you get the dust.
Good.
Dude, I wish more people do this.
If you're eating Doritos or anything.
And it also means you have good chopstick skills.
Without chopsticks.
And pick up a chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, in primary school, they taught it. No, kindergarten. One of the games we had in kindergarten was they shredded a bunch of paper and then would give us chopsticks to be pick up the paper to pass the time.
Because they thought the Chinese were going to take over.
Yeah, well, it was Vancouver, so. Yeah.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite food after a good cry?
I'm bad for these questions.
Stop fucking with the mic.
I'm don't keep fucking with the mic. I'm very out of touch with my emotions.
Well, imagine if
I don't
you,
cry heaps.
Okay. If you did.
I feel like something hot.
Spicy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make yourself have a reason to cry.
Like what?
I don't know, like those like 2 minute noodles you can buy that hurt to
eat. Like the bodak, whatever the Korean stuff
yeah,
is.
Yeah, the ones have the chicken that is screaming fire on it. Yeah, yeah,
okay. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
That was a bad, that was like a high school thing. Would be like,
yeah.
Someone would pay you $2 to eat that. Imagine if we did that here. That'd be great.
3x spicy ones. Yeah. Actually, that would be fun. Maybe we should.
Just in pain. Just like to ask questions.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a fucking Chinese ribeye version of the hot ones.
We're just eating just hot hotter noodles. Hotter noodles. It's the same noodles, just more of them you've got to eat.
Top three chip flavor.
Top three chip flavors. Chicken. It's controversial, that one, I know. No one agrees with me. Best shape, chicken shape. it is. Chicken shape, the Bluebirds chicken ones, they're the best. Whatever flavor Papa Jack's is.
Yeah.
Which I think is salt.
Onion?
I don't know. Salt or onion? Barbecue.
Okay.
I like a barbecue.
Those are...
I think the chicken's the only weird one.
Those are staple. You know, I see them enough that I don't think... They know what they're doing. I do like a good chicken flavored things, just not.
It's good.
Not for chips. That's good. Those are good choices. Favorite sweets, if you have any.
Fruit Burst.
Okay.
Yeah.
We call them Starburst in the States.
No, not a Starburst.
Yeah, Starburst.
No. The ones that are like hard. You know, like Milk Duds? No, yeah. Not Milk Duds.
Milk Duds are not Fruit Bursts.
A Minty. You know that candy? Where it looks like kind of... It's like a hard rectangle cube. Fruit Burst. Hey.
Yeah. But that's cool.
I'm not describing it well. I don't... Because Starbursts are smaller, aren't they?
I think they're about the same. Right. It's more or less the same. It's the same shit. It's like a taffy candy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know Starburst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What food, you already said this. What food takes you back to your childhood?
Yeah. Chicken salad, eggs on toast.
Chicken salad. Do you still have them?
What?
Chicken salad and eggs on toast?
Not together, but yeah.
Okay. Best texture in food?
Oh. What a wide question.
What turns you on when you eat?
What gets me hard while I eat food?
A little Starburst.
Carrots, gagging on them.
Yeah. How do you like your carrots prepared? Like whole.
Deep. meats. Just like, yeah. That's a good, like ribs.
A whole piece?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Like ribs is different from a steak.
Ribs. Okay. They're like ribs where you can pull it off
like
the
soft
bone.
Tender.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good experience.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Barbecue is a whole new world. If you're into cooking, could like be your whole thing. You can just do barbecues.
Yeah, man, like, I spent a while watching videos of people, like, barbecuing.
It's real fun, well. Man.
Just watching weirdly shaped people.
Dude.
Like, for some reason, no.
They all look like the barbecue grill themselves.
They're all, like, look like they're melted slightly from
and
the
they're
heat.
They're always sweating so hard.
Headband, and they're always just an odd shape of a human.
They're always upset about something.
Oh, yeah. But they make fucking good barbecue.
And then when they cut that shit up, and then they always squeeze the fucking brisket.
Yes.
They just...
I don't think I've ever eaten brisket.
Brisket. Okay, brisket
is
pretty good.
When they, like, pull it apart with their hand. Yeah. Pulled pork. Fuck yeah.
Man, so good. do you have a restaurant recommendation? What are you repping these days, Thomas?
What am I repping? Don't know if they're still good. Oh, no, that doesn't exist anymore. It was a place called Conch. They made, like, sick-ass tacos. But I don't know if they exist anymore.
I see. What about Mutiara
is good.
Mutiara, what's that?
It's, like, Malaysian-like food. It's good.
Where about is it?
It's next to the... It's opposite the park on Ponsonby Road that's got Mutiara's. The buildings with the that are sinking to the ground.
Okay, I'll have to look it up.
It's good. Mutiara's.
Is it the food court?
No. It's further along by the, like, tattoo studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. How do you spell it?
I don't know.
How do you look it up? And it's like,
why? I don't look it up. I go to it. Yeah. And I've gone to it since forever.
What's your pet peeve with food or eating?
People using fucking tiny spoons.
Tiny spoons?
No, not tiny spoons. it really bothers me people using soup spoons for like non-soup stuff. Like those really wide and round spoons. Like my sister and will like eat like just like she'll eat like ice cream with a giant soup spoon, and it, for some reason that just fucking bothers me so much. Or she'd be like, give me a spoon.
Like, and wrong utensil, yeah. Wrong job, wrong tool for the wrong job kind of thing.
That shouldn't even be used for soup. It's just, it's a bad shape for a spoon.
Yeah.
There's, like, no aerodynamics to it. So to actually, like, eat with it, you gotta, like, open your mouth wide as hell.
Because the difference to good ice cream is high travel velocity.
Yeah. Speed. Efficiency. Come on. Yeah.
I feel you sometimes. Sometimes when I see people eat this, okay, white people do this a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Y'all used chopsticks at the wrong time.
Describe.
Chips?
When's the wrong time?
Great idea.
Okay.
Chips, great idea. When you're eating fried rice off a fucking plate, just use the spoons, you fucks. Yeah, yeah. I see them just like struggle, pick up some fried rice. I'm like, yo, Chinese people don't eat fried rice off a plate, first of all.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. You use a bowl, and then you scoop that shit in there with your chopsticks.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't pick it up. And when you do have to eat off
a plate. So what about plate and then shoveling it? Like,
oh, that's crazy stuff. Just get a spoon like a normal person. Just eat it with a spoon or a fork. But then
the spoon doesn't work.
The spoon works for fried rice because it's like grains.
Yeah, but you try and scoop, you need to like shove it on.
That's what you have to fork, yeah. Man.
Okay.
So I'm saying that's my pet peeve.
Yeah, yeah, no.
It's like you're trying too hard. Just you look around. Chinese people don't eating with chopsticks.
Yeah, yeah. Mine's spoon based. Yeah. Specifically.
So this is the part where I do really ask everybody.
Okay.
If this was your last meal on Earth.
Okay.
What would it be?
Man. What crime have I committed?
Yeah, how do you... Yeah, well, okay.
Wait. More importantly, did I do it?
Okay, let's say...
Do I deserve to die?
Let's say you were accused of roofing people with chicken salads.
Okay.
48 women have come forward and accused you of eating your chicken salad.
And I've been put to death.
Yeah, they're like, it's not a crime where we would kill them, but we're going to kill him.
Okay.
And we're like,
oh. So just for the hell of it, they're killing me.
So they're like, you know, 48 seems like a bad number. It's like, what about Bill Cosby? He's like, he's different.
He's famous.
Yeah.
This guy we can kill and no one
cares. Say you didn't rape them, you know, for your own dignity's sake.
Thank you, man.
But they came forward and accused you. Yeah. So now.
So I'm being put to death, but I didn't do it.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But it's your chicken salad.
Okay. It was my chicken salad.
That has roofie on it.
Yeah. But that was for me.
Yeah, maybe. And then you just keep eating your chicken salad.
You gotta go like steak or something.
Okay.
Maybe barbecue and a milkshake.
Okay, a steak and a barbecue and a milkshake.
Oh no, either steak or barbecue and a milkshake.
Choose if you had to pick one.
Okay.
Walk me through what this looks like.
Okay, I'm going a beef bacon avocado burger.
Okay.
And I'm going a banana milkshake.
Oh shit! You're going. I don't know what you call it. It's like real American.
Yeah.
It's like a diner burger joint experience. Well, I mean,
It feels American. Capital punishment, you know.
Beef, avocado,
bacon.
Bacon. That's a heavy hitter.
Oh, yeah.
That's a full milkshake. California ranch burger.
I'm going to shit myself when I get killed.
They're gonna, not if it's a banana shake.
They're going to shoot me up with the electric chair and I'm going to shit myself.
What about fries? You're not going to do fries with this?
Nah.
What? You have that whole set, but you have no fries?
Come on. You don't want to be fooled when you're being put to death.
Okay, so
you want to feel queasy?
Not even curly fries?
Nah.
What if they just sprinkle
some? I think the milkshake replaces that.
Sure.
If I didn't have the milkshake, fries.
Strawberry milkshake, you said?
No.
What did you say?
Banana.
Banana milkshake.
Banana chocolate.
Banana chocolate.
If we're going crazy.
Damn.
If I'm allowed to pick that.
Okay, yeah, okay.
If they don't have a lawyer get involved and yeah, stop me getting
they're
that.
Like, stop, he's going to break the machine.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, but we're shooting him.
He's mixing flavors. We're guillotining him tomorrow. That's the more important question. How do you want to be executed by the state?
How would you want to die?
I want to be guillotined.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly because I want to be on that platform.
You want like, your time on the stage? Yeah. Like, guys, how's everyone doing?
I want someone to, I want to be guillotined. Yeah, they hold my head up and go, the crowd cheers.
They'll be like, all right, Thomas Chapman, do you have any last words? And you'll be like, do you guys ever walk around at the park at night?
Any last words? I'm on red bones.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Mainly because I don't want to be like, put to like electric. I want a crowd.
Electric, dude. Electric chair sounds rough.
Yeah, I want
you twitching.
Yeah, how bad it would feel to be put to death by the state. But if you're on a platform and everyone's cheering for you to get killed,
that's true.
It's gotta kind of feel good.
That's I'm not sure they're cheering for you.
No, but they're cheering to get killed.
Yeah.
That's got to kind of feel be like, okay, guys, you got me.
Yeah, like, maybe I deserve it.
If everyone agrees,
yeah, like,
maybe I should die. Yeah.
Dude, honestly, if I was back in those days, even if I have no idea who the fuck that person was, I'm like, dude, that's crazy. I'm like, yeah, cut his head. Cut.
No TV. You're just like, yeah, fucking kill him.
They're just raw dogging life, just farming, raising the children with no help at all. And then one day they're like, yo, some guy's getting his head cut off. You're like, yeah.
You live in a city before plumbing has been invented. Yeah. They're like, so we figured out we all live close together and throw our shit in the street. And they go, I want to see a guy get his head chopped off.
Yeah.
You go, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, do you have any rotten tomatoes? You
know, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I got a few.
But imagine they go, you know that guy we hate?
Like,
we're chopping his head off. Dude, get me down there.
Oh, that's good. Well, shit, man. Well, that kind of sums up everything we have.
That's it.
Where can people find you?
Sadly, nowhere.
Yeah, are you on social?
I don't. I'm going to make one.
Okay.
When
OnlyFans?
I'm on that.
Actually, it might be good. Yeah. As a paying member.
I'm showing full hole. You wanting to see full hole?
Where can people find you if it's not social media?
I work at Q Theater. No, I'm on the classic heaps. I will make social media.
Okay.
It'll probably be Thomas Chapman and then maybe comedian or something around that.
You know how many fucking Thomas Chapman there is?
Yeah.
There's quite a few Thomas
So many. Chapmans. Matt has made me an Instagram a couple times.
Yeah.
And it's fully tricked people.
Yeah. The Thomas Chapman fan page.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a fan page. He just made me a profile and then started messaging people on it as me. And people would be like, are you on Instagram? Nice. I was like, no.
That's pretty good. Well, if you do have them, we'll chuck them on here.
Yeah.
But appreciate it, man. Thanks. That was a lot of fun.
Some future episode where I finally make
it. Yeah, they're like, oh, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, man.
Hey.
We'll wrap it up here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, theme music plays or some shit. Do, 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 do. I actually have music.